Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. This is Cheryl Fritz on WILS 1320, more compelling talk radio, coming back with our second hour. I am just thrilled, actually, to welcome Mark Grebner to the show, a 30-year member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, past chair, attorney, resident of East Lansing, and president of Practical Political Consulting. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
I'm just ducky.
Just ducky. I like that. I like that a lot.
It's a 50s word.
Well, I wasn't going to date myself or you, but we'll go with that. Just ducky. I don't even know where to start with you other than 30 years in politics on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, and you're going to chair for the year 2011. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've actually asked for credit for more than 30 years. I took off 4 years to go to law school, but was still involved in things. I actually go back about 38 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I really kind of got my start in the McGovern campaign in 1972, and I first ran for county commissioner. I lost the first time in 1974, which was, 36 years ago. So,
well, I stand
30
corrected.
30 sort of understates it, that's all.
Well, we don't want to do that. You need the credit where it is due. I'll just, right off the top, we'll just talk about, there are rumors, and I believe that you've confirmed them, that this will be your last year with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Is that true?
Well, I've run for re-election. I'm going to serve two more years, but I will not run again in 2012.
Why did you make that decision now?
Well, you know, I tell people, and nobody is ever willing to report what I say because it's so politically incorrect.
Well, now this is your chance.
Okay, the reason I'm not going to run again is because the pay is too lousy. And I would love to serve, but and I'm not a person who really cares much about money, but I just can't do it for the kind of money I will be getting by 2013.
In terms of time invested for the return,
you know,
with the money?
Right, but really it's just, when I first ran and I was 23 years old, the pay was actually quite a bit better before inflation. And over time, because it's always politically advantageous, especially with a board of commissioners that's composed mainly of people who are just passing through, who only serve two or three terms, so they're always happy to grandstand and tell people that they can work for less, that they don't need money, that this is plenty for them. And we finally cut our wages until, you know, for a job that really takes 15 or 20 hours a week and is a fair amount of stress, it pays about $14,000.
Per year.
Per year. And so it really is, compared to what it was when I was 23, when it was pretty lucrative, it was pretty attractive. It's really gotten to the point that I wonder why I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize I'm doing it mainly as a kind of a civic duty and, you know, a volunteer activity. And then I finally looked in my soul and realized I just can't stand it anymore for that kind of money. I mean, I'm not asking for much, mm-hmm. but I just can't keep working as hard as I work for $14,000. This is made a little bit worse because I've been paying into a pension, mm-hmm. and so the Board of Commissioners has this pathetic pension plan for which we're eligible. And because I will have had 32 years in, my pension will be equal to 80% of my salary.
Mm-hmm.
And so continuing to show up at meetings, I'll really only be getting 20% of the money will be other than pension.
Correct.
If that makes sense.
Sure does.
So I'll be working for $3,000 a year, really.
Mm-hmm.
Which comes out to, I don't know, something like if I'm working 20 hours a week, I guess that's about $3 an hour.
Okay.
It just seems like I could do better at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a flipping burgers is looking pretty good when you talk about it like that.
Yeah, and really, I have a law degree from the University of Michigan. I could make a living doing something else. In fact, I kind of make a living doing something else.
I was going to say, you do make a living doing something else.
Yeah. And the point, I'd like to use this, I'm not asking for more money.
Correct.
Mean, really, I just announced that I'm leaving. But this is a chance to kind of say to the people who are listening, you know, you think you're saving money by griping about public official salaries, which make up less than 1% of government expenditures, and what you end up with is shallow, unintelligent, kind of uncreative people who are really on the take in many cases. I mean, you know, you want quality people, you probably ought to think about paying them.
I was just going to say, perhaps this is where the old you get what you pay for comes in.
Yeah, you get a lot of different things. It's like hiring any position. Some people are motivated by one thing and some people by another. But just to take the County Board of Commissioners, for example, almost nobody serves more than 6 years. And because the issues that come before the county board often take 10 or 20 years to develop, that means that the typical county commissioner doesn't even know how the policies that they are amending were created in the first place. They don't know the players, they don't know the reasons, they don't know the lawsuits that were involved, or, I mean, you know, there's nobody on the county board other than myself and one other commissioner who go back as far as the year 2000.
So continuity becomes a problem because the new members don't know the history of what's gone before, on, as you said, on the very same issue.
Right. They have no idea at all. I served with Brian Jeffries, who's now on the city council in Lansing. He was on the county board for years. I served with Diane Byram. People on the county board today think that that's really kind of quaint. I mean, here's Diane Byram, who's already term limited out of the legislature.
Exactly.
But when I was first elected, I served with Debbie Stabenow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Debbie Stabenow did a bunch of things which were important in county government, and no one other than myself has any idea what she stood for or what she did in Ingham County.
Mm-hmm. Did your decision not to run again after this term plays out, are these the kind of issues that played into this decision? Can I assume it wasn't just money, or am I wrong?
I would love to continue serving. I just can't do it for this kind of money.
Okay.
I mean, that's why I said nobody will report this. I tell this to the papers, and they mumble about, you know, priorities and spending more time with my family. I don't have a family. I don't want to spend more time with them.
Okay? You can come to my house.
I got a little dog, and, you know, the dog waits patiently for me to come home. But, you know, if you want people to do work, you got to pay them. That's kind of the essence of American society. You know, we don't have slavery. We don't have a feudal system where I owe the Lord dues, you know, which have to be paid each year, you know, as 5% of the wheat crop or 2, you know, bushels of fish or anything like that.
Yeah.
Instead, we have a system that you hire people and you pay them.
Yep. It's
simple. If you want somebody who's talented, and I would like to think I'm a talented person, if you want somebody who's talented, who's committed, and who's not doing it in order to rip off somebody else, then you might think about paying them. That's the takeaway from this little diatribe.
Well, I appreciate the candor in all of that, Mark. One of the questions I did want to ask you, in my now corrected 38 years connected with serving with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, do you remember a more difficult time in the county in terms of what the county is facing and the issues in front of them in the past 38 years? Is this history coming around again, or is this a pretty difficult time for the board?
Well, really, the Board of Commissioners has changed dramatically over the years. We used to have very terrible problems which were different, okay? This is a financial mess, but, you know, in some ways things are going very well for the county. It's just that we don't have any money, okay? Well, you can imagine, you know, it's sort of like asking about a family going through bad times, where there can be times with no money, and there can be times when mom is drinking a lot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've had times when mom was drinking a lot. Not my mom. My mom doesn't drink, but the equivalent of that on the county board, and so I can talk about that for just a second.
Sure.
Now again, I was only elected in 76, so that's, I don't mean to be too technical. 34 years ago, I ran 36 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was involved in county issues back in 1972, but I didn't run until 74.
Okay.
Nobody really cares.
I care.
Okay. In the 70s. Ingham County and the city of Lansing were fascinating because the whole place was run by evil, corrupt, old guys. And the whole county was just a mess. I mean, we had a corrupt sheriff who's now dead named Ken Predmore. We had an evil mayor of Lansing named Jerry Graves. Channel 6 was controlled by the hideous Harold Gross. Cata, in its early days, well, I'll leave him out. But Phil Gannon at LCC, Ray Hotchkiss, the chief circuit judge, was eventually run out of office when he was criminally involved in, you know, various kinds of fraud. All these awful people, and many of them were county people. The county board had always been controlled by the Republicans until 1972, and in fact, Ingham County was a safely Republican county. It was kind of a messy thing. I don't want to make it sound like there was a clear transition, but the period from about 1972 to about 1982 involved a kind of a rising up of these young, idealistic liberal types, Lynn Jondal, Debbie Stabenow, Dave Hollister, who served as a county commissioner in that period, too. Lynn Jondal was not a county commissioner. He's about the only person who wasn't. But a whole bunch of kind of activist types. And one by one, we beat off those people. Okay? Well, at the county board level, the county board was involved in a terrible fight with the county sheriff, Ken Predmore. And I somehow or other became the focus of that fight. Ken Predmore investigated me. This was not some sort of a joke or hyperbole. He assigned sheriff's deputies. They went through records. They went through tax returns. They put together a criminal case against me and attempted to prosecute me for fraud, and all of this entirely out of political pressure to leave him and his wife alone and to stop investigating the department. Ken Predmore himself was caught stealing money. Eventually, I was completely vindicated. Eventually, no charges were brought against me at all. In fact, I was given my investigatory file. The whole file was just given to me as a gift by the Sheriff's Department, not a copy, which would other people get. You understand? I have the original file because it had nothing in it about actual crimes.
Okay. You know, Mark, I'm up against a break here. If you can hold on with me just a minute. Well, I love that because I know you've got more stories to tell about what's coming up and what's ahead for your last bit with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. We'll be right back on WILS 1320, Fritz and Friends.
Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends WILS 1320. Joining me again after the break is Mark Grebner, attorney, resident of East Lansing, president of Practical Political Consulting, and will be chair of the board in 2011 to finish out his term with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. When we left, we were talking about some pretty challenging times in your tenure on the Board of Commissioners. What do you think is your biggest hurdle coming up to finish out your term?
Well, first, I'll just really wrap up that story because I left it hanging a little bit. So it was a fascinating time. I mean, you asked before about the worst times that the county has faced. So I took on the sheriff. The sheriff went after me. Many members of the board came to my defense, and then the sheriff went after all of them. And so it ended up with the Board of Commissioners versus the sheriff. It was a terrible fight. And many of these people were actually subject to criminal investigations by the sheriff's office. And eventually what happened was we were all vindicated. The sheriff was thrown out of office by the voters. And every sheriff's deputy who had been involved in the investigation was fired.
Wow.
And none of them ever got their jobs back because basically they were all corrupt. It was a horrible, horrible period. So by that standard, merely having any money, it seems like an awfully, this is a very gentle, peaceful time. Right now, at the county, our department heads cooperate with us. You know, we're having to cut departments. We're having to, you know, reduce payroll. We're having to actually lay people off. And everybody is sad, but nobody is using a knife on anybody. You know, there's no blackmail going on.
So
there's nothing horrible.
It's difficult, but kinder and gentler.
It is. We're really, the whole system is better run. We have much better accounting standards. We're not afraid that if we ask the wrong question, we're going to find out that somebody has a job, for example, for which they don't have to show up. We don't have department heads that are drunk continually at their offices like we used to have. We used to have terrible problems.
Mm-hmm.
So So in some ways, I just say that it's nice to be able to focus on real issues, like we only have so many dollars and we got so many programs and we have to cut our programs back to the dollars we've got.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to keep doing that, though. Now we bring up back up to the year 2010. We're going to have to keep cutting. Next year, tax receipts are going to be down again. The year after that, they're going to be down again, and our costs are going to keep going up. And we're going to have to find one program after another that we can live without.
That last year we couldn't live without.
Well, last year we couldn't live without them, but, you know, you have choices.
Sure.
I mean, I'll give you the best and simplest example. We have no obligation as a county to adopt out dogs and cats. We can just kill them. And other counties just kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up a dog, and the dog has to be kept for some number of days under the law, let's say 5 days, 7 days. And at the end of 7 days, you just kill it, right?
Yep.
And that would save $200,000 by doing that. Now, the county board is not about to change that policy, but that's a great example of something that we don't have to do. That's optional.
Mm-hmm.
The Ingham Health Plan, you know, we have 13,000 people in this county who are not eligible for Medicaid, and they do not have insurance, but they can see a doctor. There are 13,000 people who can see a doctor tomorrow, and they couldn't if they lived in some other county.
And those
because
are things
we have a program that pays for them.
And you're willing to fund it.
Right, partly our money. A lot of it's federal money, but part of it's local money, and we have to actually put in money.
Sure.
And the county is going to defend that program. But as we defended that program, we decided finally we had to shrink the jail. And shrinking the jail is a hard choice because it means there are people out there who really the judges think ought to be in jail, and they ought to be in jail for 45 days, and they're only there for 30 days because after 30 days, we give them credit for 15 and we kick them out.
Mm-hmm.
So and, you know, in many cases, that person's going to go back and cause some more trouble.
So it's, yeah, finding some new ways to do things with less money.
And so our plan, if a government is run well, when it cuts its budget, it doesn't do just as much with less money. It does less with less money. Because if we could do all this with less money, we should already be doing it. And I believe we're doing pretty well with the money we've got. And so as we reduce our expenditures from $74 million to $73 to $72 which is the train of change that we're making, each $1 million, we're going to leave a park unmowed. We're going to kick, you know, people who ought to be in jail out of jail faster. We're going to fail to respond to police calls. I mean, we're going to have waiting lists for people who have got medical problems, but where they're not going to be able to get into the dental clinic or the medical clinic as soon as they should. And that's the choice we're making.
Well, they're difficult choices in difficult times. And Mark Grebner, I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Clearly, I had other questions, and I know you had more stories for me and answers. So clearly, will you come back and speak with me another time?
I will. I'm happy to, as long as you don't mind my running over time.
No. I know Scott and I know when to cut you off. So I'm gonna say goodnight for now. Thank you so much for joining me. Mark Grebner, chair for 2011 of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. And we'll be back soon with Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.